We have Puran Safri, he is also involved in politician, and Lucky Masi, General Secretary of Congress, and here Pastor. ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਸਾਰੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਦਲਾਲ ਸਾਰੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਯੂ ਆਰ ਵਰਥੀ 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 ਆਫ ਆਰ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼।
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਦੇ ਲਾਇਕ ਹੋ ਔਰ ਸਿਰਫ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਦੇ ਲਾਇਕ ਹੋ।
ਵੀ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਫਾਦਰ ਗਾਡ ਫਾਰ ਯੂਰ ਸਨ ਜੀਸਸ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਸਟ।
ਔਰ ਹੇ ਸਵਰਗੀ ਪਿਤਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਲਈ।
We thank you for his death, resurrection, and ascension. We thank you, Father God, for his death upon the cross and his shed blood that washes away all of our sin. And we ask for the application of that forgiveness tonight. If there's anything we've done knowingly or unknowingly, Father, please forgive us. That we might present ourselves before you. And we might commit ourselves to you, which is our reasonable service.
ਇਹੋ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਰੂਹਾਨੀ ਬੰਦਗੀ ਹੈ
ਐਂਡ ਕਮ ਬੋਲਡਲੀ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਯੂਰ ਥਰੋਨ
ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਿੰਘਾਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਦਲੇਰੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਵੀ ਕਮ ਔਨ ਬਿਹਾਫ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਆਫ ਇੰਡੀਆ
ਅਸੀਂ ਪੂਰੇ ਭਾਰਤ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
We come on behalf of the state of Punjab.
Aur Punjab ke liye khaas prabhu se dua karte hain.
And we come on behalf of every city and community in the state of Punjab.
Punjab raj de vich prabhu ji jinne vi shehar hai jinne vi pind hai jinne vi mazhab hai sabna layi binti karte hain.
And we ask Father God that you would speak to us tonight and give us words of wisdom and encouragement
prabhu tusi ajj raat sanna gal baat karo budh bakhsho ate pita parmeshwar sanu hausla afzai de alfaaz deo
and now may I ask that everyone repeat this after me
are main chahwanga ke sabna ne mere piche piche punjabi de vich bolna hai
we declare
ke ye hai prabhu
We are crucified with Christ.
ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਲੀਬ ਤੇ ਚੜਾਏ ਗਏ ਹਾਂ।
ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਲੀਬ ਤੇ ਚੜਾਏ ਗਏ
ਹਾਂ। Nevertheless we live.
ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ।
Yet not us but Christ lives in us.
ਪਰ ਮਸੀਹ ਯਿਸੂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
And the life we now live in the flesh we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us
ਜਿਹਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਅਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ
ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਗਿਵ ਹਿਮ ਆਲ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਆਲ ਦ ਗਲੋਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਆਨਰ
ਸਾਰੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਜਲਾਲ ਸਾਰੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਇਨ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਜੀਸਸ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਸਟ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰੇ
ਇਹ ਦੁਆ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਵਸੀਲੇ
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yor da taali bajaya gaya. Hallelujah.
I want to begin tonight, gentlemen.
Aur main tuhanu naal ek gal saanji karna chahwanga sabna naal.
By talking to you about kingdoms.
Parmeshwar de raaj de bare.
And about one kingdom in particular. And that's the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Jesus told us at the beginning of his ministry the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It began with John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 and 2 say, In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਯਹੂਦੀਆ ਨਗਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਯਹੂਨਾ ਬਪਤਿਸਮਾ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਨਿਕਲਿਆ
ਐਂਡ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਰਿਪੈਂਟ ਯੇ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਆਫ ਹੈਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਐਟ ਹੈਂਡ
ਔਰ ਉਹਨੇ ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਤੌਬਾ ਕਰੋ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਦਾ ਰਾਜ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਨੇੜੇ ਹੈ
ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਕਾਰਡਡ ਇਨ ਮਲਟੀਪਲ ਗੋਸਪਲਸ
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਅੰਜੀਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਾਰ-ਬਾਰ ਦੁਹਰਾਈ ਗਈ ਹੈ
Where Jesus himself says the same thing.
ਜਿੱਥੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਨੇ ਆਪ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਦੁਹਰਾਇਆ ਹੈ
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, it reads, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That word that he said is basileia. Say it with me, basileia. And it means kingdom, sovereignty, and royal power. The sovereignty of God had arrived on earth. That is an incredibly powerful thing for us to remember. We await the return of the Son of God. And there is no question that the Son of God will return. But I believe there may be some confusion about the full impact of what he did when he was here. As Jesus hung on the cross, he spoke the three most powerful words we must remember. It is finished. Say it with me, brothers. It is finished. I want you to get out of your mind this concept that we are somehow just sinners saved by grace. As though the condition that God has left us in is one of struggle. Paul speaks to us about this. He says, that which I wish to do, I do not, and that which I wish not to do, that I do. In verse 7, it starts like this. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin taking opportunity by the commandment. Produced in me all manner of evil desire.
ਔਰ ਵਿਵਸਥਾ ਦੇ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਪਾਪ ਦੇ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਸਾਰੀ ਬੁਰਾਈ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆ ਕੇ ਵਸ ਗਈ।
For apart from the law, sin was dead.
ਔਰ ਵਿਵਸਥਾ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਪਾਪ ਮਰਦਾ ਸੀ।
I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment, which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. Think back to the question that Satan, the serpent of old, asked Eve in the garden. Did God really say? This is the question that sin poses to us. And Paul reminds us here that the law makes clear that yes, this is sin, and sin is death. It is why the declaration that I had you say is so critically important to completely understand. I am crucified with Christ. But what is it that dies on the cross with Jesus? It is the old man. It is that sin within me. And it is crucified with Christ. We move down in Romans chapter 7, and Paul speaks of the struggle. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good. So that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. Remember that sin entered into the world through the sin of Adam and Eve. And from that moment, the nature of men changed. And the condition of the world changed. In fact, Scripture tells us that all of creation has been waiting for such a time as this. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I want to stay on this point for a moment and then I'll get to the next one. Verse 14 says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin." For what I am doing, I do not understand.
ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ ਮੈਂ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ।
For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. You see, the law shows us the standard by which we are to live. But the law can't set us free from sin. And so Paul says, it's no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells in me. We've heard this saying, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. And that is true of the unrepentant sinner. And so Paul goes on to say, then I find a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. And this would be that declaration, I am a sinner saved by grace. Trapped in a position where I never get the victory. Paul puts it like this. I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into the captivity of the law of sin which is in my members. But then he asks the all-important question. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of sin? Who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so the precondition before Christ is in us. The mind understands what is good to do. But the strength of the will continues to fight with sin. Now, how does this connect to the kingdom of heaven being at hand? For a kingdom to succeed, it must have citizens. A king who stands all by himself. Has little impact. But Jesus pronounced that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
ਪਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਦਾ ਰਾਜ ਨੇੜੇ ਹੈ.
The sovereignty, kingdom, and royal power of God is now on earth. Jesus was asked, how does one become born again? Nicodemus inquiring, how does a man re-enter his mother's womb? But Jesus was speaking of the kingdom of heaven. And in order for one to be born again, then one must die. As one who has died and gone to heaven. I can tell you with a certainty, heaven is real. And while I was in that place, the Spirit of God gave me a revelation. Of the power of the name of Jesus Christ. But Christ must be dwelling in you for the power of that name to have full effect. And that means that the old man must die. So that the fullness of the power of God might come in and work in us. Romans 8 gives us part of that key. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Jesus Christ has set us truly free. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am free in Jesus Christ. Paul goes on to talk about the carnal mind versus the spiritual mind. But we've created a sense of total separation between the two. As if we still have the carnal mind. When Christ is in us. And that's not the plan nor the design.
And this is the plan nor the design.
Because that carnal mind was crucified on the cross. And that is our admission into this kingdom that Jesus Christ pronounced. He spoke this word. Meta nooeo.
Meta nooeo.
To change one's mind or purpose. To change the inner man. And who can change the inner man? But the Spirit of God changes the inner man at conversion. In Ephesians 3, Paul says it like this. Wherefore I was made a minister. Hang on 1 second. I'm looking up a... There we go. Verse 7. Therefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me. By the effectual working of his power. That power word is dunamis. The marvelous works of God working in you. And what is done unto Paul has been done unto us. Paul then says, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. Is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden in God. Who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places. Might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. When I had you make that declaration from Galatians 2:20, the King James Version is the only one that says the faith of the Son of God. But here we see again that Paul says we have confidence by the faith of the Son of God working in us. Tell your neighbor, this is important to know. Because the faith of the Son of God is dwelling inside of us who believe. And how is the power of God then manifest here on earth? By that faith that is working in us. I want you to go back over and we look at Romans chapter 8. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. What glory might Paul be talking about? Let's look at John chapter 17. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prays a prayer. And the same glory word that Paul refers to here in Romans. Is expressed in Jesus Christ, the Son of God's prayer for you and me. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That they may all be one. As thou, Father, are in me, and I in thee. That they may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Get ready, because here it comes. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has given me glory.
ਪਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਨੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਜਲਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ।
But this glory is not vanity.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਦਾ ਜਲਾਲ ਕੋਈ ਵਿਅਰਥ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਏਗਾ।
No, the name for this glory is translated out of Greek. It's Docha.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਜਲਾਲ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ ਯੂਨਾਨੀ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਡਾਕਾ।
Turn to your neighbor and say Docha.
ਆਪਣੇ ਲਾਗੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਭਾਈ ਭੈਣ ਕੋਲ ਡਾਕਾ।
Docha.
Docha. Bole Docha.
It means the unspoken manifestation of God.
ਇਹਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਜਲਾਲ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਬਦਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਬਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ।
Divine attributes.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਦਾ ਇਲਾਹੀ ਗੁਣ ਹੈ।
This contrasts greatly with that carnal mind, doesn't it?
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਦਿਮਾਗ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਿਮਾਗ ਦੇ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਉਲਟ ਹੈ।
So if I believe that I'm simply a sinner, just saved by grace, but still bound up in my sin.
ਔਰ ਜੇ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਸੋਚਦਾ ਕਿ ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਪੀ ਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੇ ਰਹਿਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਚਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਹੀ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਿੱਖਦਾ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਪ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਤੇ ਡਿੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹਾਂ।
Doing that which I wish not to do.
ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਉਹ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਜੋ ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ।
Then I have believed a lie.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਝੂਠ ਤੇ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹਾਂ।
Because Jesus Christ said, it is finished. Because Jesus Christ himself has prayed that the glory of God would be manifest in us. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਦਾ ਰਾਜ ਨੇੜੇ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ। ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ।
Because I don't have to wait till I get to heaven to have freedom from sin right here on earth.
ਅਰਥ ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਧਰਤੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਜ਼ਾਦੀ ਪਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ।
I'm not saying that there's not sin in the world. I'm saying that the believers, the followers of Jesus Christ, no longer have any sin on the inside. Scripture tells us that him who the Son has set free is free indeed.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾ ਵਚਨ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਕਰੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਸੱਚਮੁੱਚ ਕੀ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ।
How many of us have struggled for years with some kinds of issue?
ਔਰ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਭਾਈ ਭੈਣ ਐਸੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਦੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਦਾ ਸਾਹਮਣਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ? ਆਪਣਾ ਹੱਥ ਉਠਾਈਏ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਦਾ ਸਾਹਮਣਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ।
It's a very common occurrence.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਤੇ ਆਮ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਭਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ।
And yet Jesus Christ came that we might be set fully and completely free.
ਪਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਿਖਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਲਹੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਕੀਤੇ ਗਏ ਹਾਂ। ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ।
Gentlemen, as leaders,
ਔਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਭਰਾਵੋ ਇੱਕ ਲੀਡਰ ਹੋਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਤੇ,
it's so critically important that you know that you have been set free.
ਔਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਚੰਗੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਣ ਲਓ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ।
And therefore, you carry within you.
ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇੱਕ ਬੜੀ ਤਗੜੀ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਹੈ।
the manifest power of the Son of God. Paul speaks about that in the 19th verse of Romans 8. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation. For the revealing, the uncovering, and the unveiling. Of the sons of God. Hello? Hello? For the manifestations of the Son of God. There we go. I'm sorry, gentlemen. Skype decided to change my screen and everything went black. I couldn't see you. Now I can see your beautiful faces.
Hallelujah.
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 And so the glory of God has been given to us. The kingdom of heaven is in fact at hand. And you carry within you that glory.
Amen.
You carry within you that strength, gentlemen. And the Word of God says that principalities and powers tremble at that. But Hebrews 11:6 reminds us that without faith it's impossible to please God. And so Christ Jesus himself gave us the gift of his faith. There is persecution rising all around the world. We are seeing it right here in America as well. I know that I cannot compare the persecutions that we have now to the persecutions that you experienced there in your country. And I honor your bravery and your commitment to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And some of what I am sharing with you tonight is already in your minds and in your hearts. But I hope that some of what I am telling you about and reminding you about the prayer of Christ, that glory has been gifted to us. Dacha. Dacha. It is the manifestation of the unseen divine power and presence of God, and it dwells in you. And it is what gives you the power and the authority to lead and to be established in the positions that God Himself has called you to fill. Whether you are a bishop, whether you are a leader of many congregations, whether you have been called to lead communities, a state, or the nation, know this, that it is God who has called you and God who has consecrated you to fulfill that mission. And that creation has been waiting for the manifestation of God and Christ in you. For such a time as this, God has raised you up. Think about this. The sovereign God could have chosen anyone at any time. But gentlemen, the sovereign God chose you. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, the sovereign God chose you. Tell them, the sovereign God chose you. Encourage one another. Pastor, I want them to share with each other and to encourage each other and say, the sovereign God chose you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he gave us that glory that we might be united. Brothers, you are all here tonight under the banner of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And never before in history has it been more important for Christians to unite. Yes, there may be some small differences in how we think based on denomination. But at the core, we must all agree that Jesus Christ is Lord. At the core, we must all agree that we were sinners. At the core, we must all believe that Jesus Christ's death on the cross defeated sin and death. At the core, we must believe that the Son of God gave us the faith necessary to walk that out. And at the core, we must embrace Christ's prayer for us in John 17. That because Dhaka has been placed in us as a gift. We can unify. And we can change nations. When Paul writes in chapter 8 that all of creation has been waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Brothers, he's talking about India. He's talking about Punjab. When Pastor Samuel and I go out onto the streets and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we invite 50 people to come, hundreds of people show up. To see what God did in my life. But it's not about Pastor Chicana. Brothers, it's about the power of God to move on the lives of men. And God is no respecter of persons. Hundreds get saved in those meetings. Hundreds receive miracles of healing. Those manifestations are real. And they're not because of some special thing about Pastor Chicano or Pastor Samuel.
And
They're because of the glory of God. And I'm telling you tonight that that glory of God resides in you. And God has called you to change a nation. Not by force, but by love. By the power of God working in you. By the manifest wisdom of God working in you. So we must set down all forms of division. And we must unite under the banner of Jesus Christ. Because the prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17 says, that they may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I'm going to close with this. Tell your neighbor, he's talking about the glory that was in Jesus Christ. I'm talking about Dhaka, and it dwells in you. And he says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. That they may be one even as we are one. Now watch this. I in them and thou in me. That they may be made perfect in one. That the world may know that thou hast sent me. And hast loved them as thou loved me. Grab a hold of that they may be made perfect in one. That's a powerful statement.
Amen.
Teleo. It means complete. Missing nothing. Perfected. Brothers, that doesn't sound like someone who's trapped as a sinner, who's somehow saved by grace, but still struggling with sin. That's not the condition of the three most powerful words, it is finished.
Because Prabhu Yeshua said,
So I want you to take away from this meeting tonight that the power of God has truly perfected you. That there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. That the glory of God resides in us so that we might unify and come together. And that united, we will not lose. Persecution will come. But to be persecuted for Christ is to count it all joy. And he will give you the strength. And he has already deposited in you his glory and his faith. No one else has inside of them what the followers of Christ have inside of them. And it is by what Christ has done in each of us that makes us a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, which is not some esoteric place out here, but it's right here where we are on earth, and we must advance it. And as leaders, God has chosen you as the ones to lead that advance. And as such, I am honored to be used by God tonight to speak these words of encouragement to you. I love you, brothers. And I stand with you. You are always in my prayers. And the power of Jesus Christ is working in you. Turn to your neighbor and say, Dacha is in me. And the faith of the Son of God is in me. I'm not a sinner that's saved by grace. I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, and it has arrived. Father, I ask that everything that we have declared and everything that we have spoken tonight is manifest in us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Jam Siki.
Jam Siki. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you for spending time. I have a job. I take the body of the after talk. Pastor Chikana, what they call Privadi, you receive a little. Now we are just going to pray for you, Pastor. Ramu, then you are carrying the information. See, Dua Garden to the last Pastor Chikana, but I will make our Privadi, save a little information to anybody. Ashisho, to any Berkatora Tave, I will be a Shusaria, where you will be a Shatia, Yeshusi, and on to Charlie and Kalya. Our Lata Kana, Priashis, and our Malabar Kana with information. Ramu, the radio receiver, the Berkadera, the way she can not take with our Seva. ਮੱਤੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਨਾਮ ਉੱਚਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਔਰ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਲੀਡਰਸ ਲੋਕ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਖਿਲਾਵਣ ਆਪਣੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਰਾਜਨੀਤਿਕ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਉਚਾਈਆਂ ਤੇ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾਣਾ ਰਬੀ ਯਸ਼ੂ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਵੀ ਤਾਂ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਨਾਮ ਉੱਚਾ ਜਾਵੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਦਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਦਵਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਦੁਆ ਯਸ਼ੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਉਸਿਲੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਆਮੇਨ
ਆਮੇਨ
ਯੋਗਾ ਤਾਲੀਆਂ ਦੇਵਾਂਗੇ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਕਾਲ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਅ ਫਿਊ ਮਿੰਟਸ